You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey folks, we got a full show today. There is so much happening. There could be breaking news any minute now as we watch Ukraine, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But it is right now 2:08 PM on Monday, the 21st of February, President's Day, Republican machinations. There's a lot of things that happened just in the last few days, and I've been fielding calls, people calling me, texting me, wanting to know how I feel about this, that, and the other, part of which is because my old Senate seat is one of the places of controversy in the state right now. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But before I go on to all that, let me ask you something. How do you feel about citizenship? What? Yeah, citizenship. Or how do you feel about legal versus illegal immigration? I mean, knowing this audience, I would imagine that you feel strongly that for someone to claim to be an actual citizen of these United States, they should have to go through an approval and vetting process. And likewise, I would imagine the bulk of this audience believe that simply visiting or working in the U.S., it ought to be something that's managed and that people who are arriving on U.S. soil should be required to state their intentions. They should be required to comply with certain laws. You know, the laws that regard entry in remaining in the country that we call home. All right, let's try another one. Maybe that was just too broad. Let's try this. How about the basics of life? Like, let's say, I don't know, a gym membership. If you're a member of just, you know, whatever gym, you fill out the application, you pay your monthly membership fees. That's not unusual. I'd say you would agree it's also not unreasonable. So how would you feel then if you found out that the person who is in your way on the bench press or playing their music too loud, or for that matter, just participating in your favorite goat yoga class, did not pay? They just walked in off the street, got the same level of access that you have with none of the costs or procedural hurdles. All right. This is fun. Let's try another one. How about for those of you who play golf? You know the deal. You schedule your tee time on a Saturday morning a week in advance so you can get the time you want, right? You pay your green fees. Maybe you ramp up this hypothetical here with a notch by saying, okay, you have a membership at the golf course. But on your given day, you get there and you find out that a group has walked in off the street, taken your tee time, not paid their fees, and oh, by the way, they could care less what you think about it because they believe they should have equal access, regardless of any rules or standards. All right. All those were hypotheticals, but if you believe that all of those situations are wrong, then let me ask you this. How do you feel about a political party having a say in who is allowed to run on their ticket? Oh, now you see where I'm going. You see, the parties are actual legal entities. They're formed and they're validated under the law. Both the Republican and the Democrat parties in Alabama, and I'm sure everywhere else, they have bylaws, they have standards, they have procedures, and as a result, they also have expectations. And to run for office as a member of either of the two main parties, you must actually pay a fee, fill out an application, and be considered under the terms and conditions of that party. It's a process we call qualifying, and the very name qualifying indicates it's a process for which you must be qualified. Well, interesting things are happening right now in the world of Alabama politics, so I'm going to unpack some of that for you in a few minutes. But let me first give you some perspective from personal experience about one of the least enjoyable periods I ever dealt with in the world of politics, truthfully. A few years ago, I was the Republican Party chairman for Etowah County. By the way, that's a non-paid position, just like the state party chairman is. And during that time, we grew our local party exponentially. We flipped every seat in the county to red. We held events with national speakers. We had over 500 attendees at these events that we would hold. And then we had one race that got weird. And I won't name names. It's not necessary. Suffice to say, a longtime Republican official who was running for re-election was surprised to suddenly have an opponent in the primary. Huh. And the individual running had never run for office before. There was no record that he had ever not been a Republican. Basically, there was no record at all. So he was rightfully allowed to qualify. And then, well into the race, the new guy gave a speech. And he even posted it on his social media. A speech in which he literally said, I mean, I saw it. A speech in which he literally said that he wasn't really a Republican, that he believed in voting for the man. Okay, well, that's a neat sentiment. But you asked to be on the GOP ticket. You said you were riding for our brand, so what's up? Well, I had no choice in light of all the outcry that I got. I had to call a meeting of the local executive committee, and we asked him to appear and show cause as to why he should be allowed to be considered a Republican candidate if he's going to outside the body say to other people that he's not really a Republican. Well, that turned into a whole thing, let me tell you. Depending on which side of the issue you were on, I was either the savior of the party or the Antichrist himself. I mean, the rhetoric got unbelievable. The election's being stolen. The fix is in. They're trying to rig the ballot. Stop a minute and think here, folks. But you know what? Like a bunch of geese in a pond, they just sat around on social media honking about the danger, the danger, the danger. The fact is, though, the party had standards. I was the chairman of the party. I had a duty to uphold the standards, and we could not let it just go unaddressed. To this day, by the way, there are people who I thought were my friends who will still not even talk to me because we dared to call the question on the words that were spoken by their chosen candidate. In the end, we handled the issue respectfully and behind closed doors. He appeared. He was all sullen and red-faced, but he appeared, and he gave his side, and he said that he had spoken unartfully and that it did not really describe the way he felt. And in the end, we decided to issue a censure of his statements and allowed him to remain on the ballot, and he actually won the election. But the broader issue was addressed. The fact that parties have rules. If they didn't, then it would indicate an absence of standards. You could have people who worked for the benefit of the party for years and done everything to build it, only to have it to become the place where no standards are required, and anyone who wants an R or a D by their name could simply walk in off the street and claim the mantle of the team that everyone else has been building and whose rules they've all been abiding by. No standards means there's really no party. There's only a gathering. No standards means you don't know what to expect. No standards means that there's no formality, no order, no concern for the promotion of a platform. You may disagree with all of this. But understand that if you don't want to go through the motions or be subject to the standards, to include qualifying standards, then you have the option of running as an independent. And in Alabama, there is more work to do to gather up the necessary signatures on a petition to be allowed to be an independent on the ballot. But it has been done. In fact, when I chose not to run in 2018, the longtime Democrat minority leader in the House suddenly decided he was actually an independent, and he tried to get elected to the state Senate in the seat that I had just held as a Republican for the last 8 years. And I gotta admit, I was not happy with it. But he also did all the legwork. He had a plan, and he scarfed up tons of signatures, and he got on the ballot as a bona fide, legally acknowledged independent candidate. But he also lost. My point is this: if you want to be an R, then be an R. And if you want to be a D, then be a D. If you believe that party politics are awful, then do the work and take the time to qualify as an I for independent. But know this: the parties both have standards, and rightfully so, and they have a duty to enforce them, because apparently, rules matter. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I hear it all the time, and I've heard some today. I mean, people have been calling me. They've been upset. They've been okay. They've been glad. They've been mad. How dare we take someone off a ballot? Don't they know? Everybody needs to be included. Well, go be included in your own way, I guess, because the state party, the local parties, they all have to make decisions, and they base them on bylaws, and they have procedures for holding meetings, and that happened. And ain't no way to make everybody happy. But I'm just telling you, if you have no standards, you have no party. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.